USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wildfires are raging in the west and creating hazy skies as far away as New York. Crews are battling nearly 85 large fires in 13 states amid excessive heat and months of drought. The House Space Science and Technology Subcommittee is holding an environmental hearing on the rising problem of extreme heat in the United States. Ranking member of the subcommittee and Oklahoma Congresswoman Stephanie Bice says that through the improvement of technology, heat-related disease can be slowed down.
Although climate change is likely making the occurrence of extreme heat more common, we cannot simply sit back and accept such a fate. With greater innovation and strategic planning from both the public and private sector, negative effects of heat waves and other extreme weather events can be better mitigated and lives can be saved.
This is USA Radio News.
Nothing is more important than your vote. Now, lawmakers across America are pushing for election integrity to make sure your vote really counts. All this week, Newsmax's Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith are exposing the flaws in our voting systems and how to fix them. Make sure you watch Spicer & Company tonight on Newsmax for the real truth about your vote and how Texas, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, and more are in the crosshairs. Everyone is watching Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. And you can watch Newsmax on most streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Plus, download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. Newsmax is your trusted news source. Every night, watch great shows, starting with Spicer & Company, Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield, Cortez & Pellegrino, and a lot more. Go to Newsmax for real news. Watch it today.
The Coalition of Jewish Values has announced a nationwide petition drive to urge people to boycott Ben & Jerry's ice cream. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clements has the story.
The petition against Ben & Jerry's was announced after the Vermont ice cream maker issued a policy that it would not sell its products to Jews in the occupied Palestinian territory called Judea and Samaria. Rabbi Yoakov Mekam of the Coalition of Jewish Values said, "Jews have lived in Judea and Samaria for almost 4,000 years since God gave that holy land to Abraham."
Just the thought that this is just typical of the woke left these days, unfortunately, they grab onto any cause, and it doesn't matter if it's rational, and it doesn't matter if it's actually helpful.
President Biden set to deliver remarks in Hebron, Kentucky, regarding his Build Back Better agenda. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As coronavirus cases in the United States continue to rise, a Republican senator is introducing legislation.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz has introduced a piece of legislation that would make an executive order from the Trump administration that allows border agents to expel illegal immigrants to stop the spread of COVID into law. His SHIELD Act would codify Title 42, keeping the Biden administration from ending the policy. He tells Fox News that the measure is necessary to keep President Biden's open border policy from coming to fruition.
We're on pace to have over 2 million people cross our border illegally this year. And what does the Biden administration want to do? It wants to repeal the laws that have enabled us to keep out people who are COVID positive, even though that is driving up the rates of COVID infections. And this is radical open border policy.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Bucks are NBA champions for the first time in 50 years after beating the Phoenix Suns 105-98 in Game 6 of the NBA Finals in Milwaukee. Center Brook Lopez joins ABC's Good Morning America to talk about the big bottle he was drinking from at the after-game press conference.
During the game, I had a lot of water, a lot of Pedialyte, so I was just trying to kind of even it out. It was a bit of champagne, you know, so I was trying to... You know, it's a pretty typical NBA player diet right there, right?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.